Hi, welcome to Don't Ask, I'll Tell, Memoirs of an Unexpected Soldier. All right, that's enough of that bullshit. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday. This is Lawrence Evans and Don't Ask, I'll Tell. I hope everyone is having a lovely, lovely, lovely summer day. It's actually very nice here in Fort Riley. The weather, which has been insufferably hot lately, it's only, let's see, I had it up here. It is only 79 degrees. Holy crap. It's practically winter. Practically winter. I'm telling you, it has been, I mean, it was 108 this week, I think on like Wednesday. It was crazy. And I was and I don't have AC in my car. I don't know why I haven't gotten it fixed, probably just because I'm just afraid of how much it's going to cost. So I've been putting it off for weeks. And I'm already, you know, it's already June 24th. Might as well just wait it out. So yeah, it was 108 on Wednesday, and I'm driving in my car to this wedding reception, which was at a Cracker Barrel. We'll just let that sink in. And the reception was great. Like, I love the gal who got married. She's the receptionist at the Paul Mitchell Salon that I go to. And she was like, come on over, you know, it'll be fun. I'm like, okay, great, awesome. So I went to the Cracker Barrel. And the reason that it was kind of like a bad experience for me was because, the first of all, they didn't serve butter with the biscuits and cornbread. I'm sorry. I don't care. You know, I don't care who you are. Who doesn't serve butter with the biscuits and cornbread? Come on. Basic stuff, people. Basic stuff. And it's a Cracker Barrel. Come on. And then our waitress, Catelyn. I don't know what her parents were smoking. I don't know what, if they're just trying to be cool or if she was trying to be cool and change her name. But her name tag said K-A-T-L-Y-N. I don't know. Just plain old white girl from Kansas, and she pronounces it Caitlin. No, no, you don't, because it's K-A-T-L-Y-N. That's Catelyn. If you wanted Caitlin, it's K-A-I-T or K-A-T-E, whatever. Ugh, I don't know why that makes me so upset. I just think that, you know, just learn proper grammar and phonetics, my God. So she was there. What was funny was that her trainer, or like, she was the trainer, and her trainee was a better waitress than she was. Just beyond better. She was like 5 stars I would give her all around. And they have these little aprons, and they have, it says rising star on it instead of giving them real names. I'm like, that's really, really wrong. But she was so much better. We thought she was the trainer, and then Caitlin was the trainee. I'm sorry, I have to call her Catelyn. I can't say Caitlin. It's just against my grammar ethics. Anyway, so that was that. It was good, though. It's good food. I love a good Cracker Barrel. I love butter. Wait, biscuits. I love biscuits when they're served with butter. Okay, I'm done. I'm off of that. The heat. Right. It was 108 that day, and it was like 90-something yesterday. And then there's been no rain. There has been no rain in Fort Riley, Kansas for like 3 weeks, and the ground is literally cracking open. Or it was until today. Today it finally rained, thank goodness. But the ground was literally cracking open, and Hades was just about to sprout out from the ground. So today we got some rain. It was really nice, and it cooled everything off. So it's like 79. Oh my God, it's like paradise right now. Which is good, because I have a date tonight. It's very strange how I got this date. No, I didn't get it from Tinder, although I kind of wish I had. But, you know, I was on Grindr. Yeah, I do get on Grindr occasionally. But usually it's these days it's to go on and be social. I mean, like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? You know, it's never like, let's hook up. Well, this guy, he asked me, he was like, do you like to cuddle? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I mean, who doesn't? I guess there are some people who don't like cuddling, and that's probably for the best. But anyway, I love to cuddle unless it's hot, and then we both have really high body heat, and then it's just uncomfortable, and I'd rather just, you know, get away from me. But I do like to cuddle. I like to cuddle. I like to watch Netflix and chill. Who doesn't? I like to, you know, do all this stuff. Well, so I already had the date planned for the night. So now I'm like, oh my God, I have to cook dinner for this person. And I had no idea what to do. So I think what I'm going to do is just reheat the frozen turkey burgers I have in the freezer and just put it on some pita bread or, you know, flatbread. Put it on a plate, put some like vegetables on it, chips. There you go. Bon appetit. Hope you like it. That's what it's like being a gay soldier right now. I have a date and I'm cooking dinner, quote, 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 and hoping that everything goes well. And then we'll cuddle. I have no idea what I'm doing, people. I have no clue. No clue whatsoever. I haven't been on a date, a real date, in, I think, years. Like a year. Maybe 9 months. I can't remember. When you can't remember, it's been too long. And I'm an amateur now. So, God, I really hope I'm recording right now. Yep. Okay, we're good. Anyway, so that's what being a gay soldier is like right now. I'm going to go on a date with another gay soldier. He's a medic, I think. He's a combat medic. He's really nice, like really good looking, really good body. And then here I am, like I just wrecked myself last night going out for a friend's birthday and just going to the local college town, getting smashed. I mean, can you blame me? It was dollar well drinks on Thursday nights at this place called Tubby's. I mean, how can you resist? So we did that. We went to Chili's and that was nice. No, it wasn't. I miss food. I miss good food. I miss going out to an actual restaurant and having good food. And unfortunately, there's just nothing like that around here. I hate it. Brr, brr, brr. Anyway, I'm taking a masterclass by Mariah Carey. Wow. By Christina Aguilera. And it's okay, but I want my money back because everything she's saying is stuff I already know. Breathe from your core. You know, have energy when you sing. Be grounded. Do this. Have a cough drop. Drink some honey. It's like I paid $90 for you to tell me to drink honey. Like stuff I already fucking know. Anyway, I want my money back for that. But I'm super excited about Aaron Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin is teaching a masterclass about screenwriting, which has always been sort of like an interest of mine. So I am definitely going to use that one. So I'm trying out my writing skills, doing my own personal projects, but I was on Craigslist the other day looking at ads for writers needed in Hollywood, and a Prairie Home Companion came up, and I was like, well, that's great. I love a Prairie Home Companion on NPR. I've been listening to it since I was little, and it's always been one of my favorite shows, and I love their humor. I love their gimmicks. I love their sketches, and I was like, oh, perfect. I'll just apply. Well, I may or may not have been drinking just a little, and I wrote them an email saying, hi, my name is Lawrence Evans, and I would like to apply for your writer's position. And I went on to say that my previous experience was working for a production company called Laurel Crown Productions, and my responsibilities included script writing, script editing and doctoring, and mounting scripts from Shakespeare and books for stage adaptations. Okay, it's not a complete lie because I did do all of that, but the Laurel Crown Productions was my production company and it was small. And I mean, I basically just kind of made myself sound a lot more experienced than I was. And I was like, fuck it, nothing's going to come from it. So the next day, they emailed me back and they were like, hey, so the deadline's on the 22nd. Which was the next day. So the deadline's tomorrow, but we can give you until Sunday. We're wanting our writers to submit, you know, this, this, and that. And, you know, good luck, happy writing. I was like, fuck, what do I do now? So I've been trying for like 3 days to come up with, I did one of the sketches, but I've been trying to figure out what to write about for this other sketch. I have no clue. I'm trying to come up with a new, like, in not invention, but just like a store-bought product that I can make into a sketch, like baked beans or Vienna sausages or something like that. And I'm just coming up blank. I have no idea. So hopefully all goes well. And if I get the job, I have no idea what I'm going to tell them. I'm in the Army, so yeah. God, I'm nervous. I have this friend, Marissa Nicole, who's an old friend from college. And she was a drag queen back when I was in college. She's an older drag queen. And she is hilarious. She would always have these isms or euphemisms that she came up with that she just... that I just remember and I love saying. And one of them was, "Girl, I'm nervous." I'm just like, "About what?" "I don't know. I'm just nervous, girl." So, I'm nervous. "Girl, I'm nervous." Oh, anyway. Well, this is a short episode. I don't have much else to say, but I want to wish every one of you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Friday, a wonderful weekend, and a safe weekend. And I will talk to you next time. This is Don't Ask, I'll Tell. I'm Lawrence Evans. Have a great weekend.